Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Medford, Somerville, this is WMFO in Medford, and you are listening to Dat Heart Radio. Happy Friday morning, and Zach is here to say welcome.
I am. I've got a couple of announcements this morning, but maybe we'll hold off on those.
Yeah, let's hold off. Let's get down to business in a little bit, but let's see. Let's turn off the automation, and we're in the studio. We're live. And we're live. I picked a bad rhyme to start with.
Well, we
strive. We're just bees in a big old mind hive.
To make at least five rhymes today on this dive thrive.
Yep. All right. So happy Friday. It's a nice overcast, kind of brisk fall day.
Yeah.
And we got some
for your fall.
We've got a lot of new music. A lot of good stuff ready to happen right now, live on the radio, and Zach's gonna kick it.
And you think you try so hard, and every time you get it wrong, you get it thoughts are louder than your words, and every time you turn around, it starts to hurt, it starts to hurt, but you wanna be heard, wanna be heard, wanna be loud in the storms around, you hear them through the windows and the doors. Close your eyes, and all the
the monsters in your mind. Just wanna be nice. They wanna be kind, they wanna play nice. They wanna be softer than the storms around. You feel them through the windows and the doors.
That was fresh new music from
Regina Spektor.
From Regina. Zach, you're going to need to speak up a little bit.
I'm sorry. I'm just in a nice public radio mood this morning. Just feeling like speaking a little softly.
No, like, to be perfectly honest, though, your voice is so much quieter than mine.
Am I not talking through the right mic?
You are.
Okay.
No, we got that down. It's senior year. We're good.
All right. I am, mic four.
Okay, so Zach's got a couple announcements that he wants to share.
I've got some announcements. Announcement number one, my office hours are rescheduled today. They're going to be on Monday at 3 p.m. instead of the original Friday at 2:30 p.m.
All right.
Announcement number two.
I'll keep that in mind.
The third and fourth graders at the school that I live close to yesterday, they made a huge mess at the salad bar, and they have been instructed to not make a mess at the salad bar today, according to the morning announcements, which woke me up this morning.
Wait, that's actually awesome. Did they actually say that?
They did.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah, it was good stuff, actually. I'm glad that it happened that way.
All right, we'll be talking about chronic fatigue later on in today's episode, until then, we note the absence of Jake today. He's no longer with us.
Indeed.
Imagine it. That would be really sad if that was how we announced him passing away.
No, this is just like we're just being very literal here. He's just not.
He's not with us right now.
Moment. Just like I am no longer TA. Jake interpreted that to mean that I quit.
It's true.
When really. Well,
whoa.
I just love these public radio conversations.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Let's play some more new music and, you know.
Yeah, we've got new music.
We're going to get moving on this Friday. I got a bit of a sore throat, if you can't tell. I'm about an octave lower than I should be.
Maybe like a tritone.
Yeah, I'm maybe like a minor third. But it's considerable, and it's weighing on me in a way that
it shouldn't.
I don't know.
Well, I want this to weigh on you, like.
Are you gonna play some bummer music?
I don't know.
We're gonna check it out. Well, it's new, so we don't even know.
It's new. It's so new we haven't heard it.
That's amazing. What a time to be alive.
Come a little closer, let me tell you something. to be a rifle, yeah, I had my distance. Whistling like a bullet in the sky.
Okay, so from an editorial perspective, that music was simply too bad to keep playing. You know, this is the danger of playing new music, but and you know, the views expressed here are those of me, and probably not the same views as the band who did release the song.
Probably not. Those are probably not in alignment.
But Zach and I both kind of reached an agreement.
We did decide to stop that one.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
this is what we've got here, and so I'll tell you kind of what I'm working on. So we've got a Math of Poverty and Inequality homework to do here, and we've got the Pareto-Lorenz coefficient. We've got it's basically it, but we got a couple parameters. We've got a W naught, got an alpha. It's kind of where we are. That's kind of where we are right now. But you know, live and learn, I guess.
Sometimes you just don't. It can really be an unfortunate world in which you live, and you consistently are taught these life lessons. You know, you mess up.
I'm done.
And you just don't learn. You just keep making.
Well, so why don't you tell us about mistakes. Your big mistake this week, you waste?
I think that we should, for the sake of professional civility, keep that off the airwaves. But
Zach is a total and complete waste. He doesn't know anything about chemicals. That's all we need to say.
Moving right along. It's time for the traffic report.
Okay, yeah, let's check it out. It's cloudy and kind of windy, so maybe that'll keep people off the roads. They just think, it's too much today. Well, now, I've got a bit of a spoiler alert. The blinds are closed.
It just looks awfully shrouded in some sort of array of plastic.
We got whiteout conditions on the road. Visibility is no more than 3 feet. Stay vigilant.
There's absolutely nothing here. So I would really just avoid being on the roads today, because you're gonna get all tangled up in this plastic and these strings, and you just don't know.
Now I can say, looking, you know, northeast, looking northeast towards, you know, away from the blinds. Through another window, we actually see that there's a considerable backlog. We've got the major convention, and that's about it.
Isn't it interesting how we can look out two different windows and see two different worlds?
It is, but you're speaking so quietly that
it's... Isn't it interesting how we can look out two different windows and see two different worlds?
Yeah, that's you know, that's the importance of seeing other people's perspective.
Yeah, and from my perspective, the world is nothing.
That's really sad. All right.
From your perspective, I am seeing through your perspective. There's a couple of cars.
And that's the traffic report.
Yeah, you know, we're moving right along this Friday morning. You're just arriving at work right now. As we've discussed before, this is becoming somewhat repetitive. You are late. It's not even a funny joke anymore. You're just late.
You're going to need to leave earlier for work.
You are really just
okay.
Stuck.
Well, we got to play some music.
I'm introducing the song.
Oh, we got a hint.
Yeah,
a throwback.
You are just stuck. Am I not going to be able to play this song?
I don't know. You tell me.
Hold on one second.
Oh
no, we're not good.
We're not good. All right, I'm going to play a PSA while we're waiting. It is donation season here at WMFO, so If you think that this kind of content is worth supporting, you know, go ahead. There's far better shows on the air, and I assure you of that. I can't even find the PSAs about the donations. Where do they all go? Oh, PSAs. That's not it. Donations PSAs. All right. The Beatles are going to tell us about... Oh, and this one's good. It's fast-paced. That's going to get us waking up. And 3, 2, 1. Let's think about donations.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000
yes.
to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
That was awesome.
I am pumped.
I've never felt more hardcore. Okay, so in the meantime, Zach pulled up some new tunes.
Yeah, we got it.
We got some tunes. And so, yeah, so think about, you know, mailing in some of that sweet, sweet cash. Although, I don't know if you're going to earn any more because you're going to...
In the mail.
Well, don't send cash in the mail. It's not cool. But send over some digital cash on PayPal or whatever. But, you know, make sure you show up to work because otherwise you're not going to have any cash. All right. Let's play some music. We're back.
We're back. That was a B-side from some single that Radiohead has.
I messed up.
Oh, he messed up.
Yeah, you know, remember when I was like, oh, it's, you know, it's not, you know, it's senior year. We got it together now. That turned out to be a lie.
That was just not correct. It was plainly wrong. I got a little bit of a poem here.
All right. Do you have an undertrack for it?
I do, in fact.
All right, let me get that. Why don't we play that?
Yeah, why don't we get that going? This is a little poem I like to call Trees 2. I'm going to give the track a second. There we go. Trees 2. Seeds. Underneath, under the ether, waxing, waning, like the moo of a cow. Cows, pretty cows, dancing cows, laughing cows, happy cows, sad cows, dairy cows, whole milk, skim milk, dancing like nobody's watching. Trees. Trees too.
What on earth was that?
It was Trees 2.
What was the point of that?
I wrote a poem about trees once. It was just a little sequel, just a little extra. Tacking on to the end.
All right, that was just not great. But you know, while we're reading things, I'm gonna read a PSA. Today's PSA is not gonna be about how that was a weird poem, but all right. This is one of my favorites. It's definitely it's especially good for the fall, and it's something I've been taking to heart recently. It's about walking. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I do really like walking. I walked to Trader Joe's a couple weeks ago. That was
really
sick. I walked to Stop and Shop.
We should go for a little walk to Trader Joe's.
It's pretty good.
Well, I'm still thinking about the moo of the cows.
So what was the, why don't you, as the author of that poem, kind of give us a little insight into what on earth it was that you were thinking?
Well, see, I don't know if I'd be able to give you an exact idea because document 1.docx has currently been closed. And
I understand.
Not saved. But I'm going to say that I was just thinking about these trees, and in Biochem 2, we learned about how the seeds of these trees, you know, or the seeds of these plants, they like, they got to break down those fatty acids and turn that acetyl-CoA into something so they can make glucose from it.
You're saying that acetyl-CoA.
Yeah.
As though we've been previously referring to some.
Yeah. and they got to make some glucose so that they can use that fuel to grow until they can really reach
It sounds like you're
ground.
A senior in college, but you might as well be in eighth grade.
Yeah. And once they breach the ground, they can grow. So I was just thinking about those trees waxing and waning, and I was like, what else waxes and wanes? The moo of the cows.
No, the moon.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's the moo of the cows.
As a child, we had sheep at my house, and they're baaing. Bah. That woke me up like every morning. And it was frustrating at times, but we missed the sheep, and they were fun animals.
Stay tuned next week for Sheep 2.
Sheep 2. What's next?
The Reckoning.
We got bales of hay. So I don't know if little unbeknownst to most people, hay, you know, comes in kind of a rectangular prism. I think we can all kind of imagine what that looks like in the back of a Ford F-150 or something.
Yes.
But when you cut it open, it falls into these nice little, like, kind of pats of butter type shapes, which I have referred to as books. I think my family does. I don't know if it's actually a universal term. I Googled it once, and it was came up with no hits. And that's what we got for you today. That's about it for today's show. We'll just let the next half hour be dead air. It'll actually encode more information.
Enjoy that.
Dang. Okay.
Let's begin.
Let's begin now. This is a purposeful moment of silence. It's actually not an accident.
Gonna be laughing about this.
Ha 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 ha.
We're gonna be dancing around. It's gonna be so good now. It's gonna be so cool. Oh, so romantic.
pianissimo means very quiet.
What a lovely afternoon. What a lovely afternoon. Oh, can you hear the bird's song? The missile thrush and wood pigeon.
Was a very
back.
Long kind of surreal experience.
That was Kate Bush, Queen of Pop. I say that a lot, don't I? With the prologue from disc 3 of her upcoming live album, Before the Dawn, which is a recording of put together of some of her shows that she played several years ago at somewhere in London that I don't remember. Kate Bush is, of course, the queen of pop, best pop artist that ever lived. No one is here to check those claims, so I'm going to stick with them. And I'm going to keep talking like nobody's listening.
Nobody is listening.
Nobody's listening.
Well, at least they're not listening to you. I send them an email every time that you're talking, and then they shut off their headphones.
Nice.
So that way they don't have to listen to any of your garbage. You say, you waste. Garbage man, you're a waste. So here's the thing, is that Zach is a complete and total waste.
I'm made of waste, in fact. It's not that I am a waste. There is a difference. I just want to emphasize the slight difference.
So news in my life. I have new sneakers.
Nice.
I bought 4 t-shirts at Primark last Saturday, and I had high hopes, and my hopes have since been dashed. They are too small.
Primark, Drymark.
Yeah, Primark, more like Drymark. I got a new pair of dark wash jeans. Those have really been picking up my mood.
It's good. I'm sure they've also been depositing their wash on your legs.
You don't know that.
You got blue legs. This guy's got blue legs.
Hey, everybody come down to WMFO. Check out Charlie. He's got blue legs.
They call him Charlie Blue Legs.
Cultural news, last Friday we attended Johnny Physical Lives, the showing of Johnny Physical Lives in Distler Auditorium, as you probably heard about it on the 10 o'clock hour last week, and it was actually really good.
Yeah.
It was a lot of good history about Tufts and about Johnny, and Johnny, you are missed. The physicals were pretty cool. So it was about Johnny Newman and his band, The Physicals, who used to perform at Tufts, and then he passed away from leukemia in 1998 or 2002. Approximately. Okay, so that area of time. Anyways, he was a Tufts student and a WMFO DJ. So, cool stuff. Obviously a bit of a sad story, but really neat. And then really, really neat documentary about him, at least. And really neat little small concert set of songs played by the New Music Ensemble at Tufts. And who knew that they were so good? So, check out the New Music Ensemble at Tufts. They're playing new music, just like this show plays new music. Wow.
So many connections.
So many connections.
Yeah.
That's about what we got here.
You got any more cultural news?
Other cultural news. I went to Chance the Rapper last night.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Was culture.
There was some culture right there.
It was good.
We've gotten a lot of Dunkin' Donuts this week.
Not as much as usual, actually.
We went on, what was that, Wednesday night?
We've gone a few nights.
We did a Wednesday run. You did a Tuesday run.
I do it basically every day.
Yeah. And we're going to go after this, so it's really just...
And so my mom has a question for us, and she said, I'm listening, ... blue legs. So my jeans are dark, and they've got blue dye in them. And so Zach is saying that the dye is depositing on my legs. It's blue dye. So I got blue legs.
Yeah. The dye is actually quite wealthy. And it's able to deposit into the First National Savings Bank of Charlie's legs.
My poor skin.
Yeah.
It was itching yesterday, so maybe something to keep an eye on.
That's the first sign of blue legs.
Blue legs isn't a thing. Stop. Stop trying to make blue legs a thing.
Talk to Tobias Funke.
He painted himself blue. All right. That's all we got for news right now. And Hillary won the debate. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. We can do an official endorsement on the air.
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Okay, well...
Well, no. Our views are not the views of WMFO, although true. I have an inkling of suspicion that they're similar. Our show officially endorses Donald Trump. I messed it up. We officially endorse... What is Aleppo again? We officially endorse Hillary Clinton for president.
Yes. For the presidency.
I think that's really gonna tip the scales.
If that influences your decision in any way, we are happy because good.
And
but if it doesn't, that's fine because probably all of you who listened were voting for her.
Her art like a whatever, I don't care. All right, let's play some more new music, and can we get something upbeat?
Yeah, this is going to be really upbeat right here.
I sense sarcasm.
No. We need this song right now. We need something like this, because you know...
We need a turbo shot of Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee right into my freaking... Oh my gosh. Day. I just need some coffee.
All right, let's do it.
Let's roll. Tempo. Dense chords. Is that a second? New beats. Yes. Arpeggio. Yes, I can. You can do it. See, that is exactly the kind of song that we needed.
Yeah, we really just needed to, bring the whole thing back.
That's what I'm saying. No more of this Kate Bush junk.
Hey, Kate Bush is the best... What did I call her before? The best pop star in the world.
Sorry, that was such a sad, like, lame characterization. She's the best pop star in the whole world. Gee whiz.
Yeah, I don't remember what I called her before, but she's great.
I think Kate Bush is whiz bang good pop. It's really good stuff. I love Kate Bush.
You got your Hounds of Love and your your zucchini and your red peppers and your udon. Where's Jake?
We did. Zach and I made a good stir fry tofu the other day.
A good
tofu was had by all. That's what I'm saying.
Indeed, it was. It was some delicious tofu.
It was a bit on the spicy side, but overall. 8.5 out of 10.
It wasn't too spicy. We had, we made it happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Essentially. I was a huge fan of said tofu. But what I wasn't a huge fan of was Charlie doesn't know how to cook rice.
I fully admit this, but yeah, another announcement for you folks is that very seldom will rice cook if no water is placed inside. If the rice isn't submerged in water, you're in trouble.
So these were things that I already knew, but then Charlie said, no, we're gonna steam the rice. And I was like, okay, yeah, I've heard of people saying that, like steamed rice.
Yeah, but you gotta, it's the water, it's still gotta be submerged.
So, the trick really is you put the rice in the water, you heat the water, the rice absorbs the water.
And cooks.
And the water is hot, which is probably what cooks it. But the trick is not, and this is what does not happen, as we discovered, when we discovered essentially the mechanism of rice cooking. The trick is not you evaporate the water vapor condenses into the rice.
It condenses and falls on the rice, like
which
rain.
Is then which the rice then absorbs. You see,
it was kind of a fun illustration of the water cycle. To be perfectly honest,
the problem with that is that once the water condenses, it is no longer cold, warm, hot.
This is a pretty sad state of affairs here. You've messed up so many of the words that we don't even know. But
I don't know what I'm saying.
You're the ice guy.
I'm a waste.
You are a waste. Although we haven't been saying this to Jake recently. Jake is the managing editor for the Tufts Daily, and whenever he makes kind of a verbal typo or says something that's not necessarily correct, we just scream at him. Edit your life, which is pretty good. But maybe Zach, you could think about not wasting so much of our precious oxygen on the words that you spew from your mouth that make no sense.
I would like to note that every time I speak words, I don't expel. Nope, that's not what I was gonna. I don't. Nope.
Waste. Right. He's waste. A waste.
Waste.
He's a waste.
Ah.
So, one goal that you could set yourself today, thoughtful listener, is maybe just try not to be as big of a waste as Zach is.
Yeah, I mean, if you can cease your wastefulness, if you can get it down to like below Zach's basal levels of waste.
What, you wasted a lot of basil?
Yeah, basil.
You said Zach Basil.
Basil. Zach's basal levels.
Zach's basil levels is a
tongue twister. Basal levels are low, dude. I don't
say
have a
Zach's,
lot of basil.
Say Zach's basal levels three times fast.
Me or
yes,
the listener?
You. Well, everybody.
Everyone together. All right. 1, 2, 3. Zach's basal levels. Zach's basal levels. Zach's basal levels. Zach's basal levels. I can't stop Zach's basal levels. Zach's basal levels.
Shut his mic off.
I can't stop.
All right.
All right, I'm back.
There we go.
You can't stop saying it once you start because basil's so good and I've got levels of it.
All right. That's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a level. I have levels.
All right. I think right now we need to go because I have to get to class earlier rather than later.
All righty.
But next week, I'm in a bit of a rush. So, and we've got nothing left to say.
We really don't.
I hope you enjoy your Friday. And this has been one of the. Every time that we have a bad show, you know, a show that it kind of lacks substance, we say, you know, this is one of the worst shows we've ever had. But at this point, you know, they're not actually always getting worse. So this is maybe just middling.
This is definitely a step up from last week.
Last week was a bit of a mess. So we're working on it.
We're going to
hit our stride probably episode 5 or 6. So yeah. Just, you know, keep your ears peeled for that. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to go to WMFO.org and hit that donate button. We really appreciate your support. And you've been listening to WMFO in Medford. We're going to take it away. We're going to give it off to some automation here.
A waste.
And try not to be a waste on this beautiful waste. Friday. And this have a good weekend.
Waste.
Breakfast in America.
Waste.
Take a look breakfast. At my girlfriend. Breakfast.
The only one I got.
Waste.
Not much of a girlfriend.
Waste. Zach is a waste.
Take a jumbo across the water. Like to see a
waste.
Waste.
See the ghost in California.
Waste.
I'm hoping it's going
breakfast.
To come true.
Let's
but there's
go.
Not a lot I can
bye.
Do. Could we have kippers for breakfast?
We clean up and now it's time to learn. We sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that